armed with innocence, armed with crayons, blunt-tipped scissors in small hands. Cut construction, paper and paste. Will something be constructed or will it be waste? Little jackets on hooks, drawings on walls, empty metal jackets lay heavy in the halls. Books are unread behind closed doors, empty magazines are spread on the floors. Fight baby tooth and nail to hold that Glock. Shout, arm the teachers, never mind the chalk. Let no gun or slug be thought restricted. If I loved a drug as much, you'd call me addicted. Fill malls and cinemas and schools with police. Slow creep of the state's okay so you can keep a beast. Fill the holsters, sword the sheets. True freedom and safety means we're armed to the teeth. You'll fire in a theater, but I can say what's strange. I can drink a beer these days without a password exchange. My wife, she can vote now, and there are no slaves. Have you seen the flag? Hell, even it has changed. Hell is what was heard in my father's day. Don't even have to look outside the USA, where a score and 10 die from guns each day. From Anchorage to Aberdeen, from Maine to LA. Never know what Dolly heard from James, but don't you find it odd and ain't it strange that bullets find the children, but the second finds no change, so Johnny can get his rocks off at the range. There are far more bullets than crayons in the stores. Bullets and crayons strew the floor. The only actions with a gun, there's inaction in the halls. Crayons and bullet holes mark the walls. Dress in black and attack kids in schools. An unregulated militia, who are we kidding with no rules? You say every arm and sleeve, despite all this wrong. I came in here with my sleeves rolled up to sing this song. sales of bullets shoot through the roof. People draw conclusions and offer their proofs. Children will draw what they see. They've sold out of red at the Crayon Factory.
When they lead me off to Judgment Day, I'll tell the world what I've always wanted to say. No one is spared now from the wrath of the Lord, and everyone's time is gonna come someday. Even the Bible cannot kill your pain. You just get up to get knocked down again. I know, I know. When they lead me off to Judgment Day, I'll tell the world what they told me not to say. Everything's equal in the eyes of the Lord. Sinners and saints can both go overboard. Pack up your suitcase and get ready to doubt. Value the things that you do care about. I know. When they lead me off to Judgment Day, I'll tell the world what I was not able to say. Your superficial world has just got to see the meaning of real and the harsh reality. One day soon reason will descend from the skies and let you know value and not just price and disguise. I know. When they lead me off to Judgment Day.
I just realized that I'm dying to see you and hear you all over again and again. When did it start? I don't wish exact moment, all I don't know, and I hope it will end. Maybe tomorrow, but probably never. And in a swirl of obsession, I helplessly fall, feeling disguising, soul polarizing. Where is the exit? Of course, there is none. When did it start? On which exact moment, in a swirl of obsession, I helplessly fall, feeling disguising and a soul polarizing. Where is the exit? Of course there is none. Oh no 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 no. When a body is burning with fever of the voodoo force, what is it that's really burning parts of you, of course? Is it because I am Russian? Is it because you are not? Опасного пута мадре, все наоборот!
When did it start?
On which exact moment? In this world of obsession, I helplessly fall, feeling disguising and a soul polarizing. And where is the exit? Well, of course there is none. Oh, no, 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 no. just realized that I'm dying to see you and hear you all over again and again. When did it start? I don't wish exact moment. Oh, I don't know, and I hope it will end. Maybe tomorrow, but probably never. In a swirl of obsession, I helplessly fall. Feeling disguising, soul polarizing. Where is the exit? Of course there is none. Feeling disguising, soul polarizing. Where is the exit? Of course there is none.
Go, Bordello. You've been hearing a lot from them on the show recently because they just played at the Green River Festival down in Greenfield, Mass. last weekend, and we went down there, and it was awesome. But that one there is brand new. Got home that same night, and in the mailbox was the promo for Pura Vida Conspiracy, and that was I Just Realized. And one of about two acoustic tracks on the disc. So you'll probably hear from that one again at some point, but nice stuff. Sort of a heavy set in there. We had Douglas Hinton with his song Judgment Day. He's from Brittany, and that's from his album Mind Medicine. Bill McIver and Red Crayons from his album Dead Canary Road. And I had to self-edit that one. It has a gigantic F-bomb in it toward the end there. And he actually provided a supposedly radio-friendly version of that as well, where all they did was put a big gunshot over the offending word, but you could still hear it clearly right beneath it. So I had to do my own magic on that one, because I don't want to... Don't want any FCC trouble, you know what I mean? Great song, though. Three Penny Acre started off the set back there from Rag and Bone. We heard Tulsa, 1921. Yes, indeed. True story. Alice Gerard has a new CD out called Bittersweet. We're going to take a track from it right now. Here's Borderland on Out of the Woods.
Going round inside your head, willow branch whipping on the window pane, and Polly cries again. Gone to the borderland, gone to the borderland, gone to the borderland, heading for the borderland. On flesh and bone on bone, begging for mercy in the room next door. I pray for tomorrow like I done before, a million times or more. I cover my ears, but I still hear. Cover my eyes, but the evil's there. Cover my head, but the devil's near, hanging in the cloud of fear. In the storm, in the black of night, stillness comes with a crash and a cry. While the hoot owl moans, the cold wind sighs, Polly puts her hand in mine. Creeping across the kitchen floor, creeping through the kitchen door, no one to keep us anymore, orphans in the storm. Borderland.
Just wake up in the morning. Poor boy, what you gonna do? Just wake up in the morning. Oh, poor boy, what you gonna do? A whole world full of trouble, and every bit aimed square at you. Then it's walk out on the sidewalk. Man, won't you look at them diamond heels shine? Yes, walk out on the side. Oh, won't you look at them diamond heels shine? Oh, one of these fine mornings, I wanna make them diamond heels mine. Muhammad Ali, he's the champion us long hairs love the most. Man, Uncle Sam has chased him from coast to coast. Tonight he's gonna turn Joe Frazier into the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I got a blonde wood guitar, I got an okay pair of eyes. Drove my car into a building. Every woman I know done said goodbye. All of me and Mr. Sinbad, we're gonna live until we die. Wake up in the morning, poor boy, what you gonna do? It's wake up in the morning, poor boy, what you gonna do? Whole world full of trouble, but everybody's got the same as you.
This is your old friend Mushy with a short section on Chip Colquhart's show tonight. And this is simply no talk about astrology. No talk about Peter's wishing he had a girlfriend. This is nothing like that at all. This time we are simply going to meditate together. You see, now Oprah and lots of other multi-billionaires across the country are rich because they have a secret, and that secret is meditation, folks. I'm going to help you in a guided meditation, and if you do this every day, at least 14 times a day, you will start to see the money just crumbling, tumbling in a tremulous kind of a terrible, tumbly kind of a rumble, tumble kind of way right into your bank account. Because Rudolph Murdoch, who owns Fox News, and Ms. Oprah Winfrey, who owns O News, will tell you this is what helps them clear their minds and get ready. Okay, get ready. Like Chip says at the beginning of every show, get ready for 3 hours of mostly acoustic music. Get ready. And then he'll say, and we're back. After his breaks, he always goes, and we're back. So now we're going to do the Chip Colcord meditation. We're going to be making lots of money. Somebody sit in the lotus position. Close your middle finger so you don't accidentally flip the bird at somebody and they think you're saying F you to them. And let it touch your thumbs and just go, and we're back. Get ready. And we're back. Get ready for mostly acoustic vibes in the planet's central geocentric energy that will just get you ready to be back with mostly acoustic vibes, and let it shine in the center of your temple where you have the little pain sometimes. And let that disappear as you think about Oprah and Rudolph Murdoch. And we all know where their money comes. It comes from meditation. And mostly, get ready. And we're back. And we're back. And we're back. And we're back now. Get ready to come out of the meditation because we need to play more music here. We have bills to pay. And you will find that your bills will be easier to pay, play, pay, pay, when you just keep thinking. And we're back. Get ready. Chip Colcord, take it away. And we're back. And you find that you will get out of the woods from your debt problems in a matter of days if you do this on a regular basis. Out of your debt, out of your debt, out of your debt, out of your debt. And we're back, and we're back, and we're back. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Out of the woods. You know, there are people in big progressive rock groups like Yes, where there are problems between John Anderson and Chris Squire and Rick Wakeman and Steve Howe and that drummer guy who replaced Bill Bruford, you know, and they all change around, but they always come back and they do a new version of Roundabout. You meditate on that for the next 2 weeks and we come back with the Oprah Winfrey readers group, and we'll have something new about that too. And we're back. Thank you.
I still remember the dream there. I still remember the time you said goodbye. Did we really tell lies, letting in the sunshine? Did we really count? Listening, hot color, melting the anger to stone. I still remember the dream there. I still remember the time you said goodbye. Did we really tell lies, letting in the sunshine? Did we really count? I still remember the dream there. I still remember the time you said goodbye. Listening, hot color, melting the anger to stone. I still remember the dream there. I still remember the time you said goodbye. Did we really tell lies, living in the sunshine? Did we really count?
I bet her old pal Mushi likes that ending with the sitar in there. Yeah, and we're back. Yes, indeed. That is not John Anderson. It is John, but it's not John Anderson. That's John Cowan there singing that old Yes tune. We're sending that one out to Pinecone Pete because we know he likes that because Mushi told us so. Yes, indeed. Long Distance Runaround, actually from Scott Vestal's CD that came out in 2000 called Millennia. And Scott was doing all the banjo and synth banjo on that. And John Cowan was doing the vocals in that tasty bass you heard there. And there was a drummer in the mix, too. I'm not sure who that was. But, yeah. Remember John Cowan from the old Newgrass Revival days? Yes, yes, he's still out there doing his own thing with the John Cowan Band and whatnot. But definitely not playing acoustic these days so much. But that was really cool. I used to play that a lot when it first came out years ago. And I heard what Mushi had for me this week, and I just had to play it. But yes, we heard from Trail Mix in Pinecone Radio, Mushi, get ready, and we're back. We feel all centered now. I probably should have played that one out of John Shane and Level It Out. That was kind of along the same vibe. Towns Van Zandt in there, and Diamond Heel Blues, which is a demo from a brand new compilation called Sunshine Boy, the Unheard Studio Sessions and Demos 1971 and 1972 from Omnivore Recordings. Real nice stuff. Alice Gerard started off the set there. We heard Borderland from her new one, Bittersweet. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. Took our last break a little late. We snuck in there and did not tell you, and we're back, but we're going to do it right now. We'll be right back after this.